Boker Tov, everyone. We are, it's continuing in Simen Kuf Tes. We're on Kuf Tes Beis on page 275. Just a couple of things from yesterday. I left off, I got to speak to Moreno of Nevitzel about a couple of things that we mentioned yesterday. Number one, that we ended off with the Kash and the Prima Gadim, that it could be that now, that according to the Diak we had in the Bir Halacha, in Dir Hasla Nisach Nichlas Beis Knesses, that nowadays, according to the Diak that we had in according to the Bir Halacha, that it's not considered a tefillah b'tzibor legamre. When you're in the middle, when you start Shemoneh Esrei in the middle of the tzibor, then there's no raya necessarily that all these other things that we're mentioning over here that come before tefillah b'tzibor are really before tefillah b'tzibor. These things, Kaddish, Kedusha, might be before a chatzit tefillah b'tzibor. But if you have mamash tefillah b'tzibor, it could be the right. He said it was a very fair hara, and he did not have an answer for the Prima Gadim. But according to this, it could be that really tefillah b'tzibor is in a higher level. But let's leave with the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. That what he says over here, that's what in terms of that. Number two is a little bit unclarity, and it's good that we got clarity on this, is that when we say over here that when you could be shocha only in the middle of the bracha, not from the beginning or the end of the bracha. So the end of the bracha, we understand, is the bracha at the end of a bracha. That makes sense. What's considered the beginning of the bracha that you can't bow down in? So Rav Nevitzel said last night that it is only the first word. Only the first word, v'lamal shenim, you can't bow during a last name. But once you continue in the bracha, second word, third word, you could already bow. That's not considered the beginning of the bracha. There's going to be other nafkaminas also that we'll still see later on at what point you could ask for a bakashos in the middle of the other brachas. The middle of the bracha is already from the second word on up until you get to the bracha at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. So that's important to get clarity on that issue. So we mentioned yesterday that that even if you still have a mixah tefillah b'tzibor, if you start in the middle of the tzibor Shemoneh Esrei, however, you're only allowed to do that if you're going to make it to answer Kedusha. If you're not going to be able to answer Kedusha, then you should really wait till the Chazan starts the Shemoneh Esrei. And that's what we get to over here in Siv Beis, when one davens with the Chazan. So the halachas are going to apply, both in this case where you came late to Shol Chaz Shalom, and someone has to wait in order to start the Shemoneh Esrei with the Chazan, and so too, in a minyan that you're doing Heichi Kedusha, so too Lachar, the same dinam will apply. We'll discuss it again later on in the Shulchan Aruch about Heichi Kedusha, but over here, some important dinim come out of over here in Sif Bet says, Imatkali Palim Shliat Tzibur, if you start davening with the Shliat Tzibur. So number one, we have to ask ourselves, what's the level of davening with the Shliat Tzibur? If we said, if you start with the Tzibur Mamish, that is Tfilah B'Tzibur Legamri. If you start in the middle of the Tzibur Shemoneh Esrei, so that is a quasi Tfilah B'Tzibur. Where does it hold when you start with the Chazan? So the famous Chasim Sofer, there's other Achorim who hold like this also, that if you start with the Chazan, that is Mamish Tfilah B'Tzibur. That is Mamish Tfilah B'Tzibur. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Moreno Ravina of Nevinsal all held that it is not Mamish a Tfilah B'Tzibur. It's also like a quasi Mixas Tfilah B'Tzibur. It's not Tfilah B'Tzibur Legamri. So much so, quoted in Alecha Shlomo, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Nafkamina would be, once again, obviously the nafkamina is if it's a real tefillah b'tzibor, but the nafkamina that comes out of Lach L'Mais is we know that you're allowed to skip parts of Psuki de Zimra in order to get with the chaz, is in order to get with the tzibor, to start Shemoneh Esrei with the tzibor. But Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says that's only in order to start the Shemoneh Esrei with the tzibor. You're not allowed to skip parts of Psuki de Zimra in order to make it that you can daven Shemoneh Esrei with the shliach tzibor. That is not important enough in order to skip parts of Psuki de Zimra. So only if you can make it to the point where you're going to be able to say tefillah b'tzibor with the tzibor mamish, you're allowed to skip things in Psuki de Zimra in order to get there. But in order to be maspik, you're much later. You're not even going to be able to make it with the tzibor if you skip parts of Psuki de Zimra. You're only going to be able to make it with the shliach tzibor, chazar z'shas, that you are not allowed to do according to the psak of Rishlomo Zalman. Okay, so that's in terms of what the level is of davening with the shliach. But over here, we're talking about you are davening with the shliach. I mean, that's not going to be applied by Heichi Kedusha. When you're davening with Heichi Kedusha, you have tefillah b'tzibor because then the tzibor is also davening at that time. So that's just an afkamin over here where you're davening just with the shliach tzibor, not with the rest of the tzibor. So it says the halach over here in Siv Beis. Imat kalit palim shliach tzibor. Kishi yagia im shliach tzibor linak dishach. Meaning when you get up to Kedusha, meaning you're supposed to say with the Shliach Tzibor, Mila Vimila, you get to the Kedusha. What are you supposed to do at that point? So if you're saying it along with the Shliach Tzibor, Yomer Ima Mila Bimila. You say with him word for word, Kol HaKedusha Kamoshu Omer. You say all the Kedusha just like the Shliach Tzibor is saying. So let's just pause over here. Let's just pause over here for 1 second. What does that mean? What does that mean? You say word for the kedusha. So number one, in terms of the resilator hand, is a machlokas in general. Do you say nikadesh or you don't say it? Is it just for the shliat tzibur or is it also for the tzibur? We'll see. A machlokas. Most people's minhag is to say nikadesh. So obviously, also over here, you'll say nikadesh with the shliat tzibur. You'll say it with the shliat tzibur. However, even those who don't say are not knowing to say nikadesh. Marina Rabbeinu Rebbetzal said over here in this halacha where it becomes part of your bracha also, because you're saying it along with the Shliat Tzibur, you do say Nikadesh. Okay, so that's one thing in terms of Nikadesh. What? Like Packer asked me yesterday, what about if the Chazan is saying a Nusach Svard Kedusha and your Nusach Ashkenaz? Do you have to say with them exactly his Nusach or do you say your own Nusach? The general rule is that you say the Nusach of your own things. So long as you're saying it quietly. Things you say out loud, you have to say with the tzibur. But seeing things you're saying quietly, you could go ahead and say your own nusach. And that is what Moreno Rabbeinu Rebbetzal told me this morning. That you go, even if he's saying nuchlet svard, you could go ahead and say your own nusach. But if you're medayik over here, it sounds like, over here it says, yomer imo milo b'milo. If you want to medayik, take it literally, you should be saying whatever the chazan is saying. And that is dafka what the footnote in Halicha Shlomo says also. That you should say dafka like the nusach of the tzibur. So lamaisa, if you don't have a nusach svard sitter, you don't know the words. Okay, you don't know the differences and the nuances. So then just go ahead and say like the your own nusach, and that's fine. You can rely on Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsel. You don't have to need my words to say. You can rely on them. Obviously, and even lechad chila could be that you should go ahead and say your own nusach. The one thing we do agree on, though, everyone agrees on is. About everyone, but at least Rosh Hashanah Zalman and Rav Nevinsel, they both say Beferish, is that the things in between Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kivod that only is for the Shliat Tzibur, that someone who is saying a Shemona say with the Tzibur, that he does not say. Okay, Reikha Shachak Ketuv Leimor, he would not say that, could be a Safik Hesik in the middle of a Shemona. I'd say that he leaves out. He only says the Kadosh, 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 Baruch Kivod, and Yimloch. Yimloch he will say over here, also in the Kadesh, as we said before. So that's a couple important halachas when one is davening with the Shliat Tzibur, you go ahead and say. But what you do say, though, is after the Kedusha, what do you say? Do you say in Nusach Ashkenaz, we say Atah Kadosh in your private Shemona Esrei, and we have Lidor Vador in the Nusach of the Chazan. Over here, it's Beferish in the Mishnah Berurah, you say Lidor Vador. Okay, you say Lidor Vador Nagiyulecha in the case where you're davening with the Shliat Tzibur. It's not over here, it's later on in the Mishnah Berurah, I believe. Okay, so that is important halachas when you're davening with us. It's over here also. Okay, it's over here also. You say Lidor Vador. Yes, it's over here in Sikon Yiralf. Shiomer Mar Nikadesh. Lidor Vador. Adak El HaKadosh. You say Lidor Vador until HaKadosh is Beferish over here in Sifkatan Yiralf. Okay, so that is what the halachas are when one is davening with the Shliat Tzibur. Word for word, you're supposed to stay with them. Word for word through Kedusha, as we just said. Now, when you're going on your Shemona Esrei, he says like this. V'chein Yomer Imo Mila B'Mila. Birkas Akel Kadosh or Birkas Shomayat Tefillah, you should say with them. Word for the bracha of Akel Kadosh, Shomayat Tefillah, I mean you should stay with the Chazan. V'gam Yichavin, because Yishgiyah, Shliat Tzibur L'modim, Yigiyah Gamu. Like we learned yesterday, it's important to get to where to Modim along with the Chazan. Why? So that you could go ahead and bow with the Chazan. L'modim Ola Toshim Chalachan Elo, or at least be ahead of the Chazan, be La Toshim Chalachan Elo. So you bow at the same time he's going to say Modim, Kedosh Yishcha Ima Shliat Tzibur. So one has to know that this is all understanding that you are able to stay along with the Chazan, okay? Your Shemona Esrei is a similar pace as the Shliat Tzibur, so then you should definitely try and stay word for word with the Chazan. But as in many cases where the Chazan speeds through Chazar Zashas, and you don't want to speed through your Shemona Esrei, you want to say it at a nice pace, for sure Kavana is going to come before saying it along with the Shliat Tzibur, and you'll have to not follow this din over here because it's impossible to stay along with some of those chazans out there. It's very difficult to stay up with them, and you're not going to have any kavana. So in those cases where you can't stay up with them, so b'diavad, you just go ahead with your own Shemona Esrei, even if you don't get to modim, so you won't get to modim with the Shliat Tzibur, and you'll bow if you're in the middle of the bracha, like we learned yesterday. Okay, so that's all the halachas over here when you're davening with the chazan. Now comes the Ramah, and he says that this is only going to be b'diavad. This whole thing with davening with the chazan, really you should wait till after Kedusha to answer the thing with the Kedusha with the chazan. It's not so pashut. So says the Ramah, he's quoting earlier sources, he says, l'chatchila lo yatchil ad acher sha'amar Kedusha v'akel kadosh. Unlike the Psak, the Mechaber, the Ramah says this lechatchila, one should not do it right away. He should not start with the Shiat Tzibur. He should start after Akela Kadosh, start after Kedusha. Elishim hutzrach lahatchim mikosh yashahu veres. Only when he's afraid he's going to miss Zman Tefillah. Okay, they smoke Yula Tefillah, or he said Gaal Yisrael over here. He doesn't want to wait in the middle of between Gula Latfilah, so he wants to start right now. So Dina Hachi, so these are the halachas that apply. But if all is equal according to the Ramah, you should go ahead and start only after Kedusha, which gets into the obvious question then. Would you see different people doing different things? Is when you're doing Haichi Kedusha, do you start with the Chazin or do you start after the Kedusha? And over here, you see from the Ramah, it sounds like the Ramah is taking sides over here, that you should start only after the Kedusha. However, first of all, it's unclear why the Ramah is saying why there's a Lichatchila, the Magen Avraham has a pshat over here. And if you want to look inside, it's a Sivkat and Tess in the Magen Avraham. Okay, it's not so posh that that's the reason of the Ramah, but that is possibly what the Ramah is saying. Now, however, the poskim disagree with the Psak of the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah brings down over here in Sivkat and Yadal. He says it was Sefer Eliyarab. Even lechatchila, like the psak of the mechaber over here, you're allowed to start along with the shliach tzibur. Va'ayin b'chayyotim shemashmi b'akol panim b'shachris b'vad dadi yesh la'akol b'zeh kadeh shlo yitzarach lamtim l'korab b'shira chadosha v'afilu b'mincha yesh la'akol b'zeh yidei tzorach k'tzas. And that's how we pass on any reason why you want to start with the shliach tzibur. We say you're allowed to start with the shliach tzibur. And therefore, halach l'maisa, both minhagim are going to be fine. Either start along with the shliach tzibur or to start after the shliach tzibur finishes the kedushin and start your shemana esrei then. Either way is fine. Once again, if the Shliach Tzibur daven so quickly, they're not going to be able to have kavana in Berchas Avos. But if you start with the Shliach Tzibur, then you should do like the Ramah and wait till after Kedusha if you're davening a Heichi Kedusha. If you are able to daven with the Chazan and have kavana, so then either one is totally fine. Either one is Beseder Gamar to go ahead and follow. Okay, so that is the halachas over here when davening with the Shliach Tzibur. One more thing is the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says, what if you don't start with the Chazan? What if you're the guy who has a very, very long Shemana Esrei? We talk perhaps, maybe this is what Rav Nevin Saul does, but we're not sure, is that if someone starts Shemana Esrei with the Tzibur, and he has such a long Shemana Esrei, or the Tzibur has such a short Shemana Esrei, either one, that the Chazan gets the Kedusha at the same time as he gets the Kedusha. Can he also answer Kedusha in this way, or only when you dive in with the Shliach Tzibur, that's when you can answer Kedusha in the middle of your Shemana Esrei? Okay, that's the shiloh we heard. The Bir Halacha over here seems to discuss this in the Ramasli Matchili Palel, and he seems to come out Halach Lamaisa, even though this is not a Lechatchila, but he would be able to answer Kedusha also in this case, along with the Shliach Tzibur, so long as they got to Kedusha at the same time. Only if he's in the middle of Shemana Esrei later on, then we have the Halachas of Shomei Kohona. You just listen to Kadosh, 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 and Brokeh Vod at least, and then he continues with his Shemana Esrei. But if he's at the Kedusha with the same time the Shliach Tzibur, he could go ahead and answer with the Tzibur, just like we just learned a moment ago. Fine, let's move on to Sif Gimel. So now, there's a machlokas between the Gaonim and Lechor the Rashba. The Gaonim say, what if someone's in the middle of his Shemana Esrei, and he gets to Kedusha in his private Shemana Esrei, and the Tzibur also gets to Kedusha, but not the Kedusha that he's up to. Okay, the Tzibur is up to the Kedusha of Al Tzion, or the Tzibur is up to Musaf, okay, and he's in Shacharis. Can he then still answer Kedusha in the middle of his Shemana Esrei? That's what Sif Gimel is discussing. The Tshuva's Gaonim. The Gaonim brought down in the Beis Yosef seemed to say that you could go ahead and answer Kedusha since you're up to this. And then the day, a Kedusha, you could answer Kedusha even if not the same Kedusha as the Tzibur. The Rashba B'Pashtos, he holds that you're not allowed. The Tshuva's Rashba holds that you're not allowed to go ahead and say Kedusha unless it is the same Kedusha that you're up to, like we learned in Seif Bet. But if you have different Kedushas, then you are not allowed to. And the Maisa, the Mechaber over here, is going to paskin like the Rashba. But comes the Darkei Moshe, and he writes, wait a second over here. We have to make a Chiluk. What's the Chiluk? There's a difference between if the Tzibur is up to the Kedusha de Sidra of Uval Tzion, or the Kedusha of Yotzer and Birkas Kriyat Shema, and you're in your private Shemana Esrei, versus if they're up to Musaf Kedusha, and you're up to Shacharis Kedusha, or vice versa. Why? He says there's two different types of Kedusha. The Kedusha that we say in Shemoneh Esrei, we learned this earlier, we're Doma Lul Malachim. We become like the Malachim who are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As opposed to when we say the Kedusha and the Kedusha of the Sidra, and the Kedusha of Yotzer and Birkas Kriyat Shema, over there we're not pretending like we're the Malachim, we are just discussing what the Malachim do. We're describing what the Malachim do. There's a chilek between the Kedusha that we say in Birkas Kriyat Shema and Uval Tzion versus the Kedusha that we say when we're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, when someone's answering Kedusha of Shemoneh Esrei. And therefore, says the Darkei Moshe, the only time the Rashba disagrees with the Gaonim is when the Tzibor is up to Kedusha the Sidra and Kedusha the Yotzer, and you're up to a Shemoneh Esrei. You answer your Kedusha of your Shemoneh Esrei when they're saying, the Tzibor saying some other type of Kedusha, that you're not allowed to do. But he wants a taina that there's no raya that the Rashba would disagree with the Gaonim when the Tzibor is in Musaf and you're in Shacharis, or vice versa. When it's up to that type of din, he says the Rashba would agree, and therefore we will pass him like that Halacha Maisa. That's the Machlokas over here, as we'll read inside. Says the Mechaber, Yachid ha'omid b'tfila, v'yachid's in the middle of a Shemoneh Esrei. Ukshiyagiyel ha'makam kedusha, hayu atzibor omrin kedusha de sidra. They're saying the kedusha of Uval Etzion, we call it kedusha de sidra. Einu omer kadosh imayim, he does not answer kedusha imayim. She'ena kedusha shavos, because these are two different types of kedushas. V'nira, says the mechaber to hu adin. As you know, it's already a change in the lashon of the mechaber. But he says, Allah l'maisa v'nira to hu adin. Imayu atzibor omrin keter, which is the Kedusha of Musaf. If the Tzibor is up to Kedusha of Musaf, she ain't Omer Mekadosh, he is not going to be able to say Kedusha with them because he's in Shachar Shemoneh Esrei. Ele Yishtok V'chavim L'mash Omerim D'Shomei HaKa'ona. He does like he does, like he's be in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. He listens Shomei HaKa'ona like we learned earlier on. Comes the Ramah, as we said before, disagrees. V'yesh Omerim the Kedusha's Keter, Dainu Kedusha's Musaf. He is allowed to go ahead and say it with the Tzibor over here. Because at the end of the day, Musaf Kedusha and Shachar's Kedusha are similar in the fact that they're doing the same thing. Okay? Dishneim Kedusha Shemoneh Esrei, Kedusha San Shava. They're both a Kedusha Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore their Kedushas are equal. V'chein nearly Iker, V'lo Polik Rashba, Gaoni Shevi Beis Yosef. And this is the pshat that even possibly the Tshuva Rashba agrees with. And therefore, if we can make Shalom in the Rishonim and the Gaonim, let's make Shalom in the Rishonim and the Gaonim and say that the Rashba only disagrees by Kedusha de Sidra, which is a different type of Kedusha, and not by the Kedusha Musaf and Shachar, which is the same type of Kedusha. Ad Kan for today.